Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I love that movie so much. You know, that thing you do, Tom Hanks was behind it. He starred in it, about the one-hit wonder band. it is outstanding. It's clean. It's a great period piece. It is a fantastic movie for kids of all ages. If you haven't seen That Thing You Do, do yourself a favor and check it out. But so thanks, Chris. That brings a smile to my face. Like I say, if I'm ever feeling a little down or if I'm not feeling well, maybe I've got a cold or whatever, I'll put that on. And I'll watch that one, and from start to finish, it's pretty solid.
So are you saying watching that thing, that movie, is a thing you should do?
Yeah. It's that thing you should do. That thing you do.
Okay.
Yeah. Very well played. By the way, quick update on the weather. I don't see any warnings, but we are getting some pretty strong thunderstorms dumping a lot of rain over the heart of the metro. Moved through downtown.
Yeah, the storm's a big dumper, isn't it?
Yeah. We can call this storm Cal Raleigh.
Yes.
Won the home run derby. That is awesome. His dad, his brother. And as Phil Miller pointed out, we opened the show with Phil because he was in Atlanta at the All-Star game, and we talked about the news that the Twins could be sold. A deal could be done before the end of the summer, according to Rob Manfred, the commissioner. And then, of course, Byron Buxton and Joe Ryan and trade rumors and all of that sort of stuff. And we did talk about Cal Raleigh, and Phil mentioned how well-loved this guy is. And, you know, he's people really like this guy, fellow players, etc. So that's pretty cool stuff. We did bring something up before the news at 7, and that is back to work. And I think this does get people going. And I want to clarify my thought. And I'm not taking 100% the position of management, where it's like, well, we're paying rent, and we bought all this office furniture, and we have coffee, and we pay cleaning people, and by golly, we want people back in the office. I'm not saying that. But if it was your deal before COVID that you went to work 5 days a week and the company is saying, yeah, the hybrid model or the remote work model isn't working. And once again, this isn't for everyone. There are people that work very effectively remotely. I think, though, for management in these companies, it becomes difficult. Well, how do we let Joe stay home because he's a good remote worker and highly productive, and someone in a similar position, John, isn't as effective working remotely? And maybe they have some metrics. Maybe they have some sort of data to back up that, you know, this guy's better remote and this guy's better at work. How do you bring back one without the other? And that's where I think companies are in a tough spot, because there are. Now, if you were hired to work remote and your deal with the company was, yes, most of the time you will be able to work remote wherever you choose, and then on occasion you may need to come in for a meeting or whatever. That's different. But if your deal was originally that you were hired to go to work, and we did get a text, and I completely get it. I completely get their point when they said, well, the high cost of parking, inflating costs. Some in our society would argue that costs are actually going down, that gasoline's actually $1.98 a gallon. But I digress, you know, and spending all that time in the car and commuting. And at my full-time job, I've been there. Believe me. I used to have a long commute from the northern suburbs down to the southern suburbs. And fighting Highway 100 or 169 or 494 and construction and winter weather, I know the drill. And even during COVID, I went into work. I didn't have the opportunity in what I do during the week to work remote. It just wasn't in the cards for me. So I understand all of that, but I also understand that part of it, companies and management saying, we have people that do a great job remote, and we have other people that don't. But if you're going to treat people fairly, and I think this is HR 101, you know, are you treating people fairly and equally? And that's something to manage.
Well, and to me, I don't even look at it as, you know, you're picking and choosing what employees have to come back downtown. To me, I don't know. I'm not in Target's HR, you know, whatever their decision making is.
Or any other business.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're using Target because Target is the one that has said we want employees to come back downtown. If you were here before, if your job required you to come downtown Minneapolis,
you have a cube downtown with your name on it. We want you in that cube.
And to me, it's just about the employers are trying to get their money's worth out of their employees. Because ultimately, every time that a company hires somebody, that is an investment. They take the time, they take the money, they take the effort, the resources. You are an investment as an employee. You are an investment for your company. Now, it's, you know, we may not, you know, we're all replaceable at the end of the day. I mean, my God, I know that all too well, right? I mean, you know, 3 months ago, they tried to get rid of us. But, you know, like a cockroach, we, you know, you can't kill us.
Come on.
Well, I mean, hey, you know, facts are facts, though, right? I mean, we were at the point where.
But cockroach? That's pretty harsh.
I mean, I'm not lying, though. I'm not like we're all replaceable at the end of the day. But these companies have the right to say, this is what you did before. Now you have to do it again. And believe me, kind of like this texter said, I understand the high cost of parking, you know, all of the extra time in commuting. Because during COVID, a lot of people were able to do things remote. We couldn't. Like, I had to come into the studio 5 days a week, no matter what it was. Like, that's what my job requires. Sometimes you can't do jobs remote. And, you know, another one, this is a way to get employees to quit without paying severance. There may be something to that. There absolutely, there may be a secondary play here by these companies. I'm not saying it's not, because companies are always looking for a way to get the edge.
Well, and here's the thing about that text, and we appreciate it. And by the way, you're always welcome on any of our shows, 651-461-9226. That text in particular, it's a way to get employees to quit without having to pay severance.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In my experience in the workforce, and I've been in the workforce now 40 plus years. I've had a job started when I was a teenager, and now I'm getting up there, as they say. Companies do not want to lose good employees unless there are economic circumstances that force them to contract. So yes, they may want to, you know, the people that are working remote and maybe not working. And let's just stick with that. That there's probably a lot, you know, I'm not saying a lot, but a percentage of the people that have been able to work remote, are they always working? Are they always available online? You know, we don't know that. Let's bring in Jeff in Sauk Rapids. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us here on the Lake Show.
Yeah. You asked earlier, if you own the company, what would you do about whether or not to have employees come back full-time in the office?
And I'd probably have them come back. Yeah.
What's that?
I'd probably have them come back.
I would. Absolutely, yeah. Definitely. And I'll tell you why. because pre-COVID, COVID was just a mess. Nobody knew what to do. But I like all my employees at the business, at work. I like it that way. And if somebody says, why do you want to demand that? It's because I can, and I like it. That's the way it is. Now, I don't own Target, but I, for 30 years, I owned a business that had, 105, 10 employees, at a time. And we did about $5 billion a year. So, we weren't on the not New York Stock Exchange. But I think I know what I'm doing.
But that's a lot of jobs. Yep. I agree, Jeff, with that in my work experience. Now, I know things have changed and technology has changed. Yep. As a matter of fact, I have a daughter that was hired to do a job, and it is almost exclusively remote. Yep. But she is a rare breed of cat because she is super motivated, does her work to a T, but that was her deal. The company she went to work for hired her to do a specific job, and she could do it really anywhere in the world. She could be in Japan or Alaska or Timbuktu and do the job. They don't care because what she does, she can do that job from anywhere. But in most cases, people are hired to come and work. And I work in the commercial printing business. The guys running the press or in the bindery or in the letter shop or out on the loading dock, the people I support and work with in my role, they got to be there. You can't run a printing press remotely. You got to be there.
No, and I had
there's a lot of jobs like that.
My business was not printing, but it was very similar.
Yeah.
And I needed people at desks and butts in seats, and that's that.
Right.
And if you didn't like the idea, go somewhere else. And you can sit and tell me how much talent you have, and you might have all of the talents you proclaim, but you don't do me any good if you're not where you're supposed to be.
Yeah, and that's your prerogative as an employer.
Yep.
Totally agree. Hey, Jeff, have a good night.
Thanks.
And, and that's it. Depending on what your deal is with your employer. But I get with these bigger employers, Chris, it is a challenge where it's kind of like, hey, I got some really good remote workers, and then some of these other people, they need to be supervised a little bit more, and I think we're going to get more work out of them if they're in. How do you manage that? And that becomes a big challenge. By the way, we're getting a lot of texts on this, and I think it's pretty good stuff. The resistance to coming back to work is wearing really thin. I've been on site downtown Minneapolis straight through. Paying for parking is just part of the deal. There is that. And I think there is resentment. People that are going in and it's kind of like, well, they get to work. I think there's a lot of issues as time goes on about who's there and who's not. And I think that's a huge challenge for these big companies to manage that.
But at the same time, though, Steve, I think we need to realize that we all have different roles. I mean, I would have loved to have been able to do stuff remote and not have to come down here 5 days a week when I'm the only one in the building for hours at a time. News people didn't have to do what I did. Hosts didn't have to do what I did. There were salespeople that didn't have to do what I did. But you know what I did? I did it because I knew that was my job. And I knew that everything, it was going to, like, it was just a temporary solution. And I think, we also have, someone in the text line, it was a great bonus. If I was hired for, 5 days in the office, that's what they agreed to. That's exactly it. Like, these companies, I think instead of, and I know there were companies, hospitality, restaurant, like there were some that they got shuttered because of COVID and it sucked. It was awful.
Oh.
But I do think that, when we're talking about those that could work remote, it was done out of necessity. And I think we realized that we had the resources to do it. But now that we're at a different part in our, you know, in our world, it's like we knew if we have to, we can do that. But let's go back to what we did before that when nobody had a problem with it. The only reason people have a problem with it now is because we were able to, you know, to do something that we felt was a little more convenient for us. Well, getting up and showering and getting in your car, you know, every day and, you know, traveling, commuting, it's not convenient, but it's what we did. And we should be able to go back to that without bitching and complaining.
Yeah, and like I say, you can look for another spot.
Yes.
You know, if the company says, hey, your deal is that we need you here, that's your deal. And no one is saying you have to stay and can look for another position.
You have the right. I assume that it's an at will, you know,
I go back to my daughter. Her job right out of school, this was a remote position. And this came after COVID. She's mm-hmm. been on the job or toward the tail end of COVID and has been on the job for a few years and doing a really good job. But her deal was, we don't care where you live. You know, we need you to do a specific mm-hmm. job, and it is a specific thing, and she does it and does it well, and they're thrilled, and that's their deal. And if at some point they said, you know, we've changed our mind, you need to come in 5 days a week, that's not her agreement with them. And they could offer her a new agreement, mm-hmm. but she could also choose to move on.
Yeah, I know we got to move on, but I do want to get to this text too. It said, being an essential worker, never missed a single day of work during COVID. We put on masks and put up signs. We were there for you, so I don't get it. Show up and do your job. People that worked in retail, let me say this. Grocery stores, gas station, any place that you had to be there.
Medical.
Thank you, guys.
Law enforcement.
Yes, there were so many.
Firefighters, first responders.
Yes, so many essential people that they had to figure it out a hell of a lot more than we did. So
manufacturing.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I work in manufacturing full time. For the company's sake, We needed to turn cylinders. The printing press needed to run for everybody to have a job. Those guys had to be there.
Yes.
So, you know, it is one of those, once again, if you're not happy with your dealer returning to work, you got options. It is 7:24. Quick break. We'll come back here at News Talk. 830-WCCO. And I think in honor of the All-Star Game and Joe Ryan and Byron Buxton representing the Twins in the Midsummer Classic, why not feature Joe Ryan on Bite of the Night, Chris Tubbs?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing like getting the last thoughts of Joe Ryan before he becomes a member of the New York Yankees or the LA Dodgers, right?
Whoa.
I mean, isn't that what we're
talking about? No.
Oh, I must have misunderstood. Well, anyway, Joe Ryan was asked about the trade deadline. And if there's anything we know about Joe Ryan, he's quirky, he's unique, but he's going to be authentic. And I appreciate him being authentic. And Joe Ryan was asked today his thoughts about the trade deadline, and he gave some pretty frank answers.
Of like trade rumors and being identified, that's a compliment. I would imagine. Or has that been you weird getting used to
the trade stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's fun for me. I mean, July is awesome. I think everyone in the clubhouse gets excited just seeing where guys are going to go around the league, and you don't know. And I think that's exciting. And being someone that could get traded, it would be exciting. I mean, I do love Minnesota, and I love where I'm at. So it would be sad, definitely hard to go. But at the end of the day, it's never up to me. And
Well, you've never gone through anything like this, obviously, right?
No, I mean, I'm not really paying attention to it too much. I don't look at my stats, so I don't look at even, like, articles that much. But people have, like, mentioned it, and I've looked at it, I've seen a couple things. But I'm not, like, diving into it too deep.
Other clubs would love Joe Ryan. And I think he hit the nail on the head, out of my control. And, you know, I think anybody who gets into this realizes, unless you're able to put in your deal, like Byron Buxton or Carlos Correa has, that is a no-trade clause. If you don't, you could get moved. And I think that that's a very honest assessment by Joe.
Absolutely. And yeah. I mean, we're concerned about, well, we don't want athletes, you know, why don't they speak their mind? And then it's like, well, he's saying that. And it's like, well, does that mean he wants to? No, he doesn't want to get traded. But I mean, you think about it, being a young guy his age, he's like, hey, I could go somewhere else. I could go to a contending team. That would be kind of cool, but I'm okay with being here. So I appreciate just Joe Ryan saying what Joe Ryan said.
Yeah, and I think it was very honest. I think it was a perfect read on what the situation is.
Yeah.
And I think all the guys know, unless you're a Byron Buxton or Carlos Correa or another player who has that strict no trade clause. And speaking of MLB, we're going to talk about automated balls and strikes. And as we see more replay and more technology in our games, is it a good thing? And we'll get into that. And this is, you know, more of a philosophical discussion about what direction sport is going. And we'll get into that following the weather. By the way, thunderstorms now East Metro, no warnings. But some pretty strong thunderstorms dumping heavy rain now. East, southeast metro,
it's a
and they continue
dumper.
To move into Wisconsin.
It's a big dumper.
It's a Cal Raleigh moving through the metro at this hour. By the way, some parts of the metro seeing sun again. It is 7:32 here at News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
One of the big stories around the All-Star game is automated balls and strikes. And we've seen this in the minor leagues where if there is a pitch, what do they tap their helmet and they can quickly look, you know, did AI or whatever determine if it was a ball or a strike. And I don't know. I am very mixed on this. At some point, replay came into the game, and it's expanded, and replay is now a part of every sport. Sometimes it's a major distraction and a major bummer. But I will say this, that it has certainly changed our games. And I will say, the reason this technology keeps being added is, number one, it's available. And there are people selling this technology. And I also think this technology is related to the gambling, and that as gambling becomes bigger and bigger, and sports gambling in particular, getting it right is becoming more important on that side of it. I really do believe that, Chris, that a lot of this stuff about balls and strikes, I remember when the Major League said, well, we're going to bring in replay only to determine if it was a home run. And now we got bang-bang plays at first base and every base for that matter. And now we're rapidly moving in the direction when computers, AI, are going to be calling balls and strikes.
Yeah, I'm not going to connect it with sports gambling. I think it's more of a technology thing where, because right now, as a matter of fact, it's being challenging right now. Tariq Skubal threw a ball that was a little bit low, and they just challenged it. He threw to Manny Machado, and Cal Raleigh brought it up, and immediately Cal Raleigh hit his helmet, and so did Jack Wilson, the shortstop from the Sacramento, Vegas, Oakland A's. And they challenged it, and they got the call, and Manny Machado was called a strike. So just very interesting.
And they've been using it. I still think, though, that there is a gambling element about getting it right and getting calls right. Because think about it. Was it a three? Was it a two? Was it a foul in an NBA game? Was it a goal in an NHL game? There's a lot of money riding on this. And if replay can help that part of it and avoid gambling controversies, there is value. But here is my beef, and I want to bring it up, of technology ever encroaching into our games, and that is this: that sports are played by humans at this point. I know there's esports. You don't need to text or call
guy.
In about esports. I'm talking about sports played by human beings. And they are officiated at the moment by human beings. And my thought is this: we demand perfection from the officials. Well, how did he blow that call? How did he miss that call? He was clearly safe. He was clearly out. That was clearly a strike. That was clearly a ball. That wasn't a foul. So we demand perfection from the human beings on the field as officials, or court, or ice, or whatever. But we would be silly. We would be laughed at if we constantly expected perfection from our athletes, because we know Hall of Famers fail Hall of Famers fail at the plate about 70% of the time. That a 300 average over a career might get you to Cooperstown. So, and I'm getting more puzzled by that expectation that in these games that since the earliest days humans started playing games, there were the athletes and there were the officials or the referees. And then at some point in time, we started demanding perfection from one of those groups, knowing that, well, athletes are going to make mistakes. They're going to have a bad day. Pitchers aren't, you know, a quarterback's going to throw us some picks. That's part of the deal. But why can't officials make mistakes and we can accept that and move that on? And I am puzzled philosophically by that difference. Well, these are games played and officiated by humans, but we demand more out of the officials than we do out of the players.
And I think there's a, I think that's a valid point. I really do, because when you put it like that, if we're talking about these individuals, these humans are doing something and there is a desired result at the end. If one team, their players do not perform, and another team, their players do overperform, but yet the officials and these people in the middle, ultimately, they have the ability to decide which side wins whatever athletic competition.
Sure.
It's almost like they have more input than the players themselves, which is not the case because ultimately the players play. But there is a certain expectation where officials have to be held to a higher standard than the players. And I think that's a legitimate criticism. I will say that the human element is something that has always been a part of sports. I don't like it when that is your primary means of, you know, enforcing the rules and getting things right. I do think that eventually, oh, that's a hell of a catch in left field. Oh, man. I think that's Pete Crow Armstrong that made a play in left field. Hell of a catch. You'll have to see the replay on this. But I do think that there is something to be said. No, I think that's actually Kyle Tucker. But I think there is something to be said for officials being held to different. But I don't like when technology, it should be a supplement, and it shouldn't be your primary way to get calls right.
Well, and there's so many beefs about this. And you know, I don't know if we're going to have time on the show tomorrow night, but at some point we will down the road. But I think this is an important discussion. At what point in time will then anything less than perfection from the humans and or the technology officiating our games becomes unacceptable? Because once again, the technology is created by human hands, and it's really good, and the challenge, and they're having fun with it. It's the All-Star game. It's an exhibition, etc. Then at some point, then it's, you know, we're having robots and AI. And I think this gets into a bigger philosophical discussion of it's coming to sports. We all know that. We all know the analytics is going to become even more robust in all our sports. One of my beefs is NHL games or NBA games. Sometimes the end of an NBA game can be painful. They're reviewing everything, every inbound play. You know, was it a foul? Was it this? Was it that? It becomes crazy. You know, there's no flow.
It just drags. It just
to
drags.
What's going
yeah,
on.
It drags on and on.
And how do you get the technology to the point where it is seamless? I've always argued, one final thought about MLB, and whether or not they bring in robo-umpires to help with balls and strikes, get the technology to the point where it's seamless. I hate looking around in the dugout and the manager's looking at his replay guy. Take it out of their hands. MLB has the resources. You've got four umpires on the field, six in the playoffs. Have an umpire or two upstairs and leave it in the hands of the umpire to all the umpires to manage the technology. Take it out of the hands of the teams, or a catcher tapping his helmet, or some guy at shortstop tapping his hat. Let's challenge this. Put it, all the technology in the hands of the game officials and let them do their job, and let the coaches and the players do their jobs. I would like to see that separation as the technology moves forward, but that's just my thought. Just my thought. I hate this challenge idea and the looking around the dugout and should we challenge that? Just let the umpires use the technology to get the call right in every circumstance if this is the route we're going to go. 12 minutes now in front of 8 o'clock. Folks, we have headlines. And Chris Tubbs has put together another terrific segment. We'll get into that in a moment. Henry Lake, Saab, Steve Thompson in. Chris Tubbs here. Chris, without further ado, headlines.
All right, let's get to it. Stevie T, the parents of a 20-year-old shot and killed by police during the South Minneapolis standoff in 2022 are suing the Minneapolis Police Department over his death. It was 3 years ago when Andrew Sundberg was shot by two Minneapolis Police Department snipers who authorities say believed he was armed. Instead, video shows Sundberg was holding a cell phone as he was hanging out of his second floor window of his apartment at 9th Street and 21st Avenue South. Hennepin County attorney ruled the offices act responsibly and declined to file charges. The attorney's office added at the time that it was not possible to know Sundberg's intentions or exact mental state and justification of officers using deadly force. And so far, there's been no comment from Minneapolis city officials.
Tragedy.
Yeah, just an awful, awful situation. Hey, Julia Garner, I loved her in Ozark when she played Ruth Langmore. Well, she doesn't much care for what people think about her playing Silver Surfer in the Fantastic Four First Steps. While speaking to BBC at the film's London premiere, Garner was asked about the initial response from some fans who thought a man should play the Silver Surfer. The Wolfman star said she didn't pay much mind to the discourse and focused on delivering her best version of the character. She said, I'm just going to do my job, she said of the backlash, and still noted that she still plays a variation of the character, adding, so it's Shally Ball, so it's different. Now, Shally Ball, first seen in the Silver Surfer number one in 1968, is the female counterpart to Norrin Radd, who was featured in 2007's Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer. It was in that film, the humanoid alien was played by Doug Jones and voiced by Lawrence Fishburne. She said she's just happy that people are resonating with it like any other project. Said, I'm grateful to be at this dance, to be completely honest with you.
People who are into comics care a lot about those characters. It's extraordinary. People really care about that stuff.
See, and I'm not a comic book fan, so I don't get all bent out of shape. But to me, it's like, if I understand where you might want, you know, a man supposed to have a man part, and but if you've got somebody who can fit the role, like, if it's good enough, I can believe that part. Like, I can believe it as I'm watching it.
It's a movie.
Yes.
It's a movie.
It's not real life.
Calm down.
Not real life. Hey, yeah. What is real life of life is inflation. It rose last month to its highest level in 4 months as the cost of gas, food, and groceries rose, reversing several months of cooling prices pressures. Consumer prices rose almost 3% in June from a year earlier. This, according to the Labor Department, they're seeing an annual increase of 2.4% in May. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger, who I believe is on the morning news with Vanita periodically, said we're seeing the impact of tariffs starting to push the inflation rate up. We see it most specifically in the food part of the survey. Coffee prices up 2.2% in just 1 month. Citrus prices up 2.3%.
And we really are in uncharted territory. You know, there are a lot of economists, there are a lot of people who have dedicated their lives to studying economics who say that the tariffs are going to have an impact on what we spend on stuff. So, we'll see.
I haven't really noticed, but that doesn't mean that I won't notice in the future. But as of right now, nothing.
Yeah, I mean, based on what they're saying, people who have dedicated their academic and professional lives to studying economics, the vast majority of them say tariffs will have a negative impact, and that means higher prices for what we pay. That's what they say. All right, we got to run. News and weather next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.